Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. Donal Kavanagh at the Highland Radio News Desk. People are being urged to remain where they are until tomorrow as a blizzard is expected to hit many parts of the country over the coming hours. Donegal will escape the worst of the weather. But Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said today no one in any part of the country should be out in the conditions which are coming. Letterkenny University Hospital has cancelled routine day surgery and outpatient appointments for today and tomorrow, but the emergency department remains open on a 24/7 basis. Serious concern is raised over the impact the cold weather is having on mica-affected homes in Donegal, and a fourth body, believed to be that of a young child, has been found by police investigating a fire in County Fermanagh earlier this week. And later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin will be here with the sports news, and I know that Kenny has a number of cancellations to report as a result of the weather, both locally and further afield as well, but that's coming up in around a quarter of an hour's time. We begin with the weather in Mid Éireann's status. Red weather warning covering Donegal and other counties in Ulster and Connacht has been updated. The initial warning, published last night at 11 o'clock, covered the period until 3 o'clock tomorrow Friday afternoon. The revised notice is now valid until 6 o'clock tomorrow Friday morning. The red alert in Munster and Leinster remains in place until 12 noon tomorrow. Well, members of the Defence Forces are out and about in Donegal and a number of other counties, helping the emergency services and local authorities. Most are supporting the HSE in ensuring that key staff can get to hospitals and nursing homes. They've also been helping palliative care nurses reach patients and transporting dialysis patients to treatment, as well as delivering drugs. Well, people are being urged to remain where they are until tomorrow, with the blizzard expected to hit many parts of the country over the coming hours. Significant further snowfall will start in the south before moving across the country, with the east set to be the worst affected. Donegal will, we believe, escape the worst of the adverse weather. However, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said this afternoon that nobody should be out in these coming conditions.
Looking ahead, the next 24 hours are going to present a big challenge for us. The NECG will be monitoring the situation constantly to ensure that all national efforts are coordinated, and will keep people updated on the events. To make sure you have the latest updates, you can monitor Met Éireann, or also check gov.ie, which is a link to all public information. But most importantly, stay safe.
And DonegalCoCo.ie has all the up-to-date information with regards to the situation in Donegal. Well, no Bus Éireann services will operate in Leinster and Munster tomorrow. Bus Éireann says it may be able to operate some services tomorrow in Donegal and the wider west and northwest area. A decision will be made on that tomorrow morning based on road conditions. All trains and buses have finished for the day today, with remaining flight services at Shannon Airport finishing at 6 o'clock. With an overview of the national transport situation, here's Nicole Gernon.
A red alert is in place for the entire country, and both motorists and pedestrians are advised not to venture outside until at least midday tomorrow. Although the main routes have been gritted to ensure emergency services can operate, road crews will not be out again until after the blizzard has passed. Chair of the National Emergency Coordination Group is Sean Hogan.
Conditions are extremely treacherous for driving other than on the main roads, which have been salted, and many roads are impassable due to snow and ice conditions.
Public transport has been severely affected, with Dublin Bus and Lewis saying there will be no services tomorrow. Trains will not operate until Saturday. Shannon Airport will close from 6 p.m. today, and flights are not expected to resume until Saturday. Flights at Dublin Airport have been suspended, and the airport also won't open tomorrow.
Well, Letterkenny University Hospital has cancelled routine day surgery and outpatient appointments for today and tomorrow. The hospital's emergency department remains open on a 24/7 basis, but continues to be busy. Management say they expect ongoing difficulties for a time around discharge planning, and as a consequence, they're encouraging people to consider all options available for their healthcare needs. They want to protect the emergency department for those most seriously ill, as they say delays can be expected. Well, earlier today on the 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes, the General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital, Sean Murphy, said that efforts are being made to continue with urgent inpatient procedures both today and tomorrow.
There are a couple of urgent cases that were scheduled tomorrow, and we're looking to bring those patients in this afternoon before the weather deteriorates. Our inpatient service we've maintained because those patients won't be going home after surgery. So again, we've looked to get our planned inpatient surgeries in today, for today and tomorrow, in order that we can proceed in an operate on them, and they will be in the hospital throughout the height of the adverse event. Again, our renal dialysis service continues to run for today and tomorrow, because obviously patients need dialysis. In order to be able to manage through the deteriorating weather, we've made adjustments to our schedules, and the dialysis unit is contacting the patients directly, and again making arrangements with those patients for their dialysis to continue. Similarly, for our oncology, hematology oncology day patients that are on planned courses of therapy, again we are running those services, and we're making arrangements with those patients to schedule them at appropriate times. So again, we're contacting those patients directly.
What about the emergency department, Dershowne? What's your advice there?
The emergency department remains functional and remains open, and obviously that will continue to manage any emergencies. As ever, we advise patients, if they are feeling unwell, to look to contact their local general practitioner or the out-of-hours GP service in the first instance. The bottom line is, we don't know how bad the weather will be in Donegal. We don't know what sort of casualties we may have to treat or be prepared to meet. So we're encouraging people, don't use the emergency department as a primary care service.
And that was Sean Murphy, the General Manager of Letterkenny University Hospital. Well, serious concern has been raised over the impact the persistent cold weather is having on mica-affected homes in Donegal. Up to 5,000 properties in the county are thought to be affected by the defective blocks. People effectively are living in fear of their homes crumbling around them. It's now been claimed that the cold snap may escalate the problem even further. Councillor Martin McDermott says these homes are under an increasing threat and the government must step up to the plate.
That is going to have serious effects on the houses, that the mica-affected houses. Some of them to an extreme where they certainly won't be able to be lived on. And, you know, we really need to get this process fast-tracked. We've been talking about, and the government is saying that the report will be issued in, it was to be December, now it was to be January, now we're into February, now we're into March, and it still hasn't materialised. So it's had a very, very serious situation now with people in their homes. There's people, you know, over the last number of days that have been in contact with me about the state of their home and the fear that they're living in now at the minute with this cold weather, and they can see, you know, the cracks happening in front of their eyes at the minute.
Now, we know that this expert panel report was published almost a year ago, and the government have said that it will take another number of weeks before they have any progress on it. Are there fears that it may be too late?
Absolutely. I mean, we're at that stage now at the minute where, you know, we certainly don't want a situation where, you know, a house comes down or something serious happens to someone. It's too late then. You know, with the cold spell, the extensive cold spell that we're in now at the minute, you know, this all, if you go back to 2010, the really, really cold spell that we had in 2010, that was the first, you know, real signs that we, of the situation, how really bad it was after that very cold spell in 2010. We're in the same period, the same situation now.
And that was Councillor Martin McDermott there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. A fourth body believed to be that of a young child has been found by police investigating a fire that killed three people in County Fermanagh earlier this week. The body of a woman and two children were discovered at the house in Derry Lynn on Tuesday. A 27-year-old man was detained on suspicion of murder. He was hospitalised for a period, but police have confirmed that he is now in their custody and ready to be questioned. Police are treating the fire as arson and the case as a case of murder. There were 14 people awaiting admission at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, three of them on emergency department trolleys, and it's an increase of three on the numbers waiting yesterday. Nationally, 352 people awaiting inpatient beds across the country, the largest number, 48, at University Hospital Cork. The water supply at Drumfries in Inishowen has been restored. Following an earlier burst, up to 100 residents in the area were affected. The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Jack Murray, says Irish Water must address this situation. He said the community locally had nothing but praise for the workers who responded to the problems there today.
Workers who come out in such just bad weather conditions and got that fixed and had water restored to the homes in Drumfees area. I think they need a huge amount of praise for what they've done, and people are very, very thankful in the area for that.
Now, there would have been some concerns, no doubt, that had this lasted much longer, it could have been very much a long-term problem and the last thing people needed, given the conditions we're expecting for the next while.
Yeah, and unfortunately, and in a show, that seems to be a regular occurrence. People are going without water for long periods of time, and I suppose that highlights the need that at many points along the water infrastructure in a show, we do need replacements, we need upgrades, we need investment in the water supply.
There has been ongoing discussions between yourself and others in Inishowen with Irish Water, and we have some schemes that are going ahead, but this particular issue in South Inishowen, particularly the supplies going from the Fullerton Pollen Dam down towards the south, down towards places like Calais, Bridgend, Burnfoot, Newton and so on and so forth, that still appears to be a problem, and you still haven't had what you'd regard as a proper answer from Irish Water.
Yeah, that particular section is a huge cause of frustration in the people in the community in South Inishowen, which regularly was without water, and it's something people be very vocal about, something I'd be raising very, very regularly with Irish Water. And to date, there has been no announcement of any investment in that supply.
And the indications you're getting don't lead you to hope there'll be one anytime soon?
No, I'm not overly encouraged as of yet. Replies have been, I suppose, long fingering the project, which isn't helpful at all. I think it's probably the biggest problem in the whole of County Donegal. I think nowhere else goes without water so regularly as the people of South Inishowen. So I think it should be prioritised in any investment that's been announced in the future.
Anger is said to be growing among some residents on Tory Island. They say their protest this week outside the offices of the Department of Cultural Heritage and the Gaeltacht in Galway wasn't acknowledged by officials. The protest took place yesterday amid the wintry weather over the suitability of the Queen of Arran Ferry, which is due to begin the service from Tory to the mainland on Easter Sunday. Despite the efforts of some of the community travelling from the island to Galway for the protest, they say no officials came out to speak with them. Islander Niamh Duggan says they were very much disappointed.
They did not come outside, they did not as much as acknowledge it at all, and it was very, very devastating for us, especially the elderly and the young who travelled all the way from Tory Island to come down and be there outside, and it's just shocking. It's shocking to see how little our island is being appreciated or looked after at all. Like, the Minister of the State, it's his job to look after all the Gaeltachts and all the islands. We are a Gaeltacht and an island. We are one of the last few Irish-speaking islands off Ireland, and they should be trying to preserve it and trying to put us first and to protect us and to secure our future, instead of trying to protect this contract that was made with such little thought, that it was signed with such little thought, that they should be we should be the priority here, not any contract. And what's next is either everyone is going to leave the island and the island is going to be in darkness from the 1st of April onwards. They need to come up with a short-term plan for us. The long-term plan, we were delighted to see that he put us in the 2040 plan and that Tory will get a purpose-built ferry in 22 years' time. Right now, we need a short-term plan, one that's going to be suitable for us and for our safety.
And that was Niamh Duggan speaking to Greg Hughes earlier today.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's massive golf sale. Now on at Station Roundabout, Letterkenny.
5:15, time for sports news, and we're joined this evening by Hedda Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with the sporting front, has not escaped the current conditions and impending bad weather. With a rundown on the cancellations and postponements, here's Oisin Kelly.
All 33 of this weekend's Allianz National League games have been postponed due to the adverse weather conditions. Round 5 of the Football League will be rescheduled for the weekend of March the 11th. Donegal and Tyrone were due to meet on Saturday evening at Hayley Park in Omagh, and Derry were due to play Armagh at the Athletic Grounds. The Donegal Hurlers were also due to go to Armagh on Sunday. The fifth round of Hurling League games will now be played next weekend, with quarterfinals moved to St Patrick's weekend. The semis will be played a week later, with a final pushback to the 31st of March. All Ladies National Football League games scheduled for this weekend have also been postponed. The Donegal Ladies, who were looking to make it 3-1 from 3 games, were scheduled to host Cork on Sunday. That game will be refixed for the weekend of the 7th or 8th of April. The Ladies Convention, which was due to be held this weekend in Dundalk, was put back earlier in the week. Elsewhere, the All-Ireland Camogie Final between Derry and Ulster champions Sloughnaill and Sarsfields is also off. Due to the current inclement weather, the CCC in Tyrone have postponed all football matches this weekend. Among those games were the under-21 quarter-finals, which were due to be played. Irish Rugby have called off all of their weekend's fixtures in the All-Ireland Leagues. City of Derry were due to play Sunday's Wales at Judges Road on Saturday afternoon in Division 2B. Omagh were also scheduled to play at home in Division 2C, but their match with Sligo is off. And Munster's Pro 14 clash away to Edinburgh tomorrow has been postponed. The competition's organisers say the snow poses a risk to the safety of supporters, match officials and players. Ulster's game with Glasgow was called off yesterday. And all games scheduled for the Donegal Schoolboys League this coming weekend have been postponed due to the ongoing issues as regard to the red alert. The interleague matches scheduled for the weekend and involving underage teams are also off and will be played the week ending March the 10th or 11th. There is more expected cancellations and postponements to come, particularly with fixtures at local level here in the Northwest. We'll hear more in the aftermath of Storm Emma over the next 24 hours.
Well, elsewhere, due to the snow, the Scottish Premiership clash between St Johnstone and Hamilton, that has also been called off due to be played on Saturday. It leaves Ross County against Partick as the only top flight fixture on that day. In other soccer news, Institute Football Club in Derry and Ardstraw in Tyrone will receive money from the UEFA Natural Disaster Fund after floods decimated their grounds last August. Irish League Championship Leaders Institute, they'll be given €160,880 from the fund, while Ardstraw, who play in the Intermediate League, will be given €57,860. Stute were forced out of their home due to severe water damage and an infestation of Japanese knotweed that engulfed the venue. The club, who spent over 30 years at Drumahoe, have a leasing agreement with the YMCA for the use of their facilities. Elsewhere, cross-channel, Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says they still have plenty of work to do to secure the Premier League title. The runaway leaders can open a 16-point gap if they win at Arsenal this evening. Guardiola insists they have enough difficult fixtures left to keep his team focused.
Of course, we have in a good position, but it's not already done. We have to win still six games. So, and when you think about Arsenal, you think about Chelsea, Tottenham, United, and our away teams in Stoke City, when it's playing for the relegation, go to Goodison Park, where always statistically always is so tough game. So we have a lot of still the tough games to play, and you have to be still remain focused.
Well, Arsenal go into the game with manager Arsene Wenger's future once again up for debate. Striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang insists the players are still behind Wenger.
He has been, and he's a big role model for this team. He's a big person for this club, and we are to do our best for him, to show him that we're ready to fight for him.
Kick-off in that game tonight, 7:45. In other news, Everton manager Sam Allardyce is hopeful that James McCarthy can be fit again for their pre-season. The Republic of Ireland midfielder suffered a double leg break during the club's draw with West Brom in January. It was expected McCarthy would miss the start of next season, but Allardyce says McCarthy is to see a specialist but hopes he can be part of Everton's pre-season plans. And banned FIFA president Sepp Blatter is called today for VAR not to be used at the World Cup in Russia this summer. He feels that the World Cup is not the time to experiment with new technology. And Brazil's team doctor says Neymar will be out for around 3 months, but will still be back in time for the World Cup. The Paris Saint-Germain forward is set to have surgery on his broken metatarsal on Saturday. He's likely to miss the rest of the French league season. Moving on to rugby, and Rassie Erasmus believes South Africa can mount a serious challenge at next year's World Cup. The former Munster director of rugby was appointed as the new Springboks head coach today, and he'll guide them through the 2023 World Cup. The Springboks could face Ireland in next year's World Cup quarterfinals. Erasmus left Munster in November and will continue on in the director of rugby role he assumed upon his departure. In motor racing, motorbikes, 15-year-old schoolboy Rhys Irwin begins on a journey of a lifetime this weekend in Valencia in Spain. Rhys is set to make his mark in racing history as the only rider from the Republic of Ireland to make the cut onto the British Talent Cup team. Rhys will exchange contracts with Dorna, the world promoter for motorcycle racing, as at the first testing session of the year. The championship will see the team race as at selected MotoGP and World Superbike rounds and selected British Superbike rounds. In golf, on the European Tour, Gavin Monaghan carried at a 4-over par opening round of 75 at the Tshwane Open in South Africa today. Lewis De Jager, he leads the field on 7-under par. And on the PGA Tour, Paul Dunne tees off just after 7 o'clock Irish time in the opening round of the WGC Mexico Championship. Dunne's the only Irishman taking part this week. In snooker, Irish involvement at the Welsh Open has come to an end this afternoon. Mark Allen has been defeated by Gary Wilson by 4-3 in the third round. Wilson will face John Astley in the last 16 after Astley knocked out Jared Green, also by 4-3. Finally for this evening in cricket, a nail-biting last ball won by Ireland today gave them the perfect momentum going into the ICC World Cup qualifier tournament. The match featured a 5-wicket haul for Boyd Rankin, a steadying innings of 75 by Andrew Balbirnie, and a boundary off the last ball by George Dockrell as Ireland defeated old rival Scotland at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport update here in Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. The SDLP says confirmation that Toys R Us have gone into administration is a further blow for the local economy in Northern Ireland. The company has 4 stores, including one in Derry. Over 100 jobs are said to be lost there. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan is the party's economy spokesperson. He says he's met with staff at the Derry store and has also written to senior management and the company's chief executive.
We have written to the chief executive. We had done so at an earlier stage, but yesterday, with a matter of urgency, sent a further letter because the entire company has gone into administration. We want to know where that leaves local staff right across Northern Ireland, and as the economic spokesperson for the SDLP across Northern Ireland, it's important that I do so to ensure that staff have the necessary advice and support that is so critical at a very difficult time. And Mark Durkin, who's the MLA for the branch in Foyle that is closing down, has offered such clarity and is working closely with others to ensure that those staff are accommodated that necessary and vital support at this right of the time. There's a huge blow for the local economy. It's a huge blow for Derry.
And your hope will also be that obviously this premises is used and utilised as quickly as possible, and as far and as quickly as possible jobs can be replaced and new investment be brought into Derry, Strabane and the wider area.
Absolutely. Amongst all the bad news in relation to this week, there is also much good news out there. I would hope that a new tenant is found very, very soon, and that those people that have lost their jobs may be considered as potential employees for this new firm.
And the prosecution in Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding's rape trial has finished calling witnesses and closed its case. The Ireland and Ulster rugby players deny raping the same woman at a party at Jackson's home in South Belfast in June 2016. From Belfast, courts correspondent Frank Graney has this report. It contains some details of a graphic nature that may disturb some listeners.
Alongside Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding in the dock are their friends Blaine McElroy and Rory Harrison. McElroy is accused of exposing himself to the woman, while Harrison is on trial accused of trying to cover up what's alleged to have happened. Over the past 5 weeks, prosecuting barristers Toby Hedworth and Rosemary Walsh have put their case before the jury. They claim Jackson forced the woman onto his bed and raped her before Olding walked in and forced her to perform oral sex on him. The allegation against McElroy is that he walked into the room at some point completely naked. In his opening address, Mr. Hedworth questioned Harrison's apparent gallantry in taking the woman home in a taxi and claimed he tried to protect his friends by misleading police and deleting certain messages from his phone. The four accused deny the charges. The jurors are not required tomorrow and will find out on Monday if the defence intends on calling any witnesses. Frank Graney at Belfast Crown Court.
Looking at the weather forecast for today and into this evening, bitterly cold with scattered snow showers. Further falls of snow in places tonight. It'll stay cold with lowest temperatures -1 to -3 degrees Celsius in strong and gusty easterly winds. Tomorrow, Friday, once again bitterly cold. Falls of snow in places at first. Tomorrow, they'll ease through the day in highest temperatures of just 0 to 2 degrees Celsius in strong and gusty easterly winds. And that's the weather forecast. Now let's take a closing look at the main headlines. and indeed the weather dominating the headlines as well. Mate Éireann's status red weather warning covering Donegal and other counties in Ulster and Connacht has been updated. The warning now remains valid until 6 tomorrow morning. The red alert in Munster and Leinster will be in place until 12 noon tomorrow. People are being urged to remain where they are until tomorrow morning, with blizzard conditions expected in many parts of the country. Donegal will escape the worst of it, we believe, but Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says no one in any part of the country should be out unnecessarily in the coming hours. No bus Éireann services will operate in Leinster and Munster tomorrow. Bus Éireann says it may be able to operate some services in Donegal and the wider west and northwest area. However, decisions will be made tomorrow morning in that respect. And that's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with headlines at 6. Until then, from the Highland Radio News team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, the 1st of March. The death has occurred at the Donegal Hospice of Larry O'Neill, 43, Carolina Park, Letterkenny, formerly of Sagart, Dublin and Irish Life. Larry's remains will repose at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Saturday to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Director, Stony Arch, Newlight Road, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place at Ungavan Hospital off Kathleen Quinn, Nay Coyle, 12 Parkside Gardens, Syne Mills. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 2:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Syne Mills, at 3 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Dennock Cemetery, Newton Stewart. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Barry Mulgrew, Inith Cushlucha, Treloch, Fanad and Warrington, England. Wake at his late residence at Treloch until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Fanavalti, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Fanad Day Centre, care of McAteer Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place at Alvagovan Hospital of Annie Marshall, Nay Colgan, 559 Barnelt Road, Clody, County Derry. Funeral from her late residence to St Patrick's Church, Clody, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Conal Gallagher, Paddy John, 5 Arishan Ban, Mina Niller, Derry Beg. His remains will repose at Gwydor Funeral Home until 6:45 this evening, going to St Mary's Chapel, Derry Beg, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. And the death has taken place of Bridie McGill, Derg Crow, Clohan and formerly of Tully Cleeve, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard.